我想今天早晨所有弟兄姊妹都知道我要讲什么题目。
I think everyone knows the topic I'm going to share on this morning.
我们要和弟兄姊妹一同来交通喜乐的生活。
This morning I want to share with you on the life of joy.
我们请大家和我一同来读一些的圣经。
I want to ask everyone to look in your Bible with me.
我们请弟兄姊妹先看约翰福音第十五章。
First of all, the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
John 15.
第九节到第十一节。
Verse 9 to verse 11.
我爱你们正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令就常在我的爱里。正如我遵守了我父的命令常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Verse 9. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you,that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
16章20节到22节。
John chapter 16, verses 20 to 22.
我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要痛苦哀号，世人倒要喜乐。你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy.Whenever a woman is in travail, she has sorrow, because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she remembers the anguish no more, for the joy that the child has been born into the world. Therefore, you too now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one takes your joy away from you.
第十七章第十二节和十三节。
Chapter 17, verses 12 and 13.
我与他们同在的时候，以你所赐给我的名保守了他们，我也护卫了他们，其中除了那灭亡之子，没有一个灭亡的，好叫经上的话得应验。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
While I was with them, I was keeping them in my name,which thou hast given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves.
腓立比书第三章第一节。
The book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 1.
弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you.
第四章第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
第十节
and verse 10,
就前面那句话
the first part of verse 10,
我靠主大大的喜乐
but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly.
雅各
the book of James,
雅各书
the book of James,
第一章第二节
chapter 1 verse 2,
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials.
彼得前书
and First Peter,
彼得前书第一章
chapter 1,
第六节到第八节
we'll read verses 6 through 8.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。我你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今却不得看见，却因信他就说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you have not seen him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
我们最后请看一节旧约圣经诗篇第43篇第四节。
And lastly, we'll look, in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 43, verse 4.
诗篇43篇第四节
Psalm 43 verse 4
我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里，神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。
Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and upon the lyre I shall praise thee, O God my God.
我们上一次已经和弟兄姊妹们说到
Last week I shared with everyone on
当主耶稣离开这个世间之先
how prior to our Lord leaving this world
他留下两样很重要的东西给我们
He left behind two important things for us
一个就是主的平安
First is his peace
另外一个就是主的喜乐
And secondly his joy
我们曾经说过这个在属灵生命的追求里面
Previously, we mentioned in our spiritual pursuit,
最终的结果呢是被主的爱充满。
The end of all result of all our spiritual pursuit should be the filling of our Lord's love.
而在外面所显出来的那个见证呢，就是平安和喜乐。
And the outward testimony of this should be joy and peace.
所以平安呢，是我们正常生活的一个重要的因素。
And so peace is an element for which we have a normal Christian life.
而喜乐呢是得胜生活的一个因素。
And joy is the element of a victorious Christian life.
当然我们晓得今天如果你没有平安里面没有安息你是不会喜乐的。
Of course we know that if there is no peace or rest, then we will have no joy.
但是基督徒如果光是持守里面的安息有外面的平安这个还不够。
But if we just have inner rest and this outward peace, this is not enough.
我们必须外面还有一个喜乐的生活，这才是一个完美的见证。
We have to have a life of joy, and this is a complete testimony.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord Jesus.
他深深地知道我们的软弱，也知道我们的需要。
He knows our weaknesses and our needs.
所以主离开这个世界之前主说我把我的平安留给你们
So before he left this world he says my peace I give unto you
然后主说我把我的喜乐赐给你们
And he says my joy I leave to you
当我们读圣经的时候
As we read the word of God
我们实在发现我们的神乃是一位喜乐的神
We see that our God is a God of joy
喜乐是神的性情
God, joy is a characteristic of our God.
所以我们看见当他在创造整个万有的时候
So we see that as he is, creating all of creation,
他创造了一个园子叫做伊甸园
He created a garden, the Garden of Eden.
这个伊甸园呢就是喜乐的园子
The Garden of Eden is a paradise.
所以他就把人放在这个伊甸园的里面
And so he placed man in the Garden of Eden.
我们知道很清楚的，神是要人他所创造的人来分享他的快乐。
And we know that he wanted created man to enjoy his joy.
啊，我们晓得只有一位喜乐的神才能造出一个喜乐的园子。
Only a God of joy could make such a paradise.
但是我们觉得很可惜，就是人呢，在这个伊甸园里面呢，享受这个喜乐的时间很短。
But sadly, man's enjoyment of this paradise was very short.
结果我们知道仇敌进来了。
We know the enemy entered in.
他把罪带到人的里面。
He brought in sin.
结果呢，这个整个的这个喜乐原子就改变。
And the end result was that this place of joy or this paradise was changed.
神就把人赶出伊甸园。
God cast man out of the Garden of Eden.
结果呢，弟兄姊妹，我们看见这个整个的万有和这个世界就充满了痛苦。
And we see that this world became full of suffering and pain.
因为撒旦呢，弟兄姊妹们，他所能引进来的是一个败坏的因素。
What Satan brings in is corruption.
所以呢，他只能在这个世界中制造苦难，制造痛苦。
So in this world, he can only create suffering and pain.
所以喜乐的这个相对的事物呢，就是苦难。
So what opposes joy is this suffering and pain.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看一看人类的历史，我们就知道。
When we look at the history of man, we see.
从人类堕落之后。
From the point where we fell.
整个人类和世界呢，都落在这个苦难的当中。
Man and this world fell into pain and suffering.
这个世界里面所拥有的乃是一种痛苦的生活。
What occurred in this world is a life of suffering.
所以我们有生老病死。
And so we have birth and old age and disease and death.
不仅这样，还充满着各式各样的试炼。
And we have many trials in this world.
所以在使徒们书信里面告诉我们有百般的试炼。
And so, in the epistles, the apostles tell us there are many trials.
还有许许多多的引诱。
And there are many temptations.
这个世界中间到处都满了不公平、不公义的事情。
There is much inequality and unrighteousness in this world.
罪恶在这个世界中间掌权。
And sin takes dominion in this world.
造成了整个一个痛苦的一个环境。
And so we have an environment that is full of pain and sorrow.
我们看见人活在这样的光景中。
We see man living in such a state.
所以呢，我们每一个人呢，都觉得需要快乐。
So we all feel like we need joy.
所以我们可以说，我们今天生活在地上最大的追求就是追求快乐。
And we can say that one of our most important pursuits in this world is joy.
所以为什么我们要许多的钱？我们觉得有钱就快乐。
So why do we feel if we are wealthy, then that will bring in joy?
我们为什么追求名呢？有名就快乐。
Why do we feel that when we have fame, we'll be happy?
为什么追求地位呢？有地位就觉得快乐。
Why do we seek a high position? We feel like that'll bring us joy.
但是呢，最可悲的一件事情是什么呢？
But the saddest of all is
就是我们所追求的这些所谓的快乐都是非常非常的短暂。
All these joys we pursue after are short-lived.
甚至到一个地步。
And even to a point
今天呢，人要在最终来作乐。
And some even find joy in sin, in sinning.
用许许多多犯罪的方式来刺激自己。
And they use many,
犯罪的事情
they're stirred up, they're stimulated by many sins.
这种快乐是毫无价值的。
And this type of joy has no value.
当然也有许多正直的人。
And then there are some righteous people.
那我们所做的快乐是叫苦中之乐。
They suffer what is, a joy of suffering.
那弟兄姊妹们，基督徒啊，的确是我们的喜乐也是苦中之乐。
And this is the joy of Christians, the joy of suffering.
因为这个世界实在来讲，快乐的东西很少。
In this world, there are few things that can bring true joy.
感谢主，这种苦中之乐还有一点价值。
We thank the Lord because this joy and suffering has some value.
假使你知道活在主里面的话呢
？If you know that you are dwelling in the Lord,
那么就会变成非常有价值。
Then this will bring much value.
我们今天弟兄姊妹们，我们是活在这样的。一个世界的里面。
Today we live in such a world.
我们感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
当撒旦用罪败坏了整个人类之后。
When Satan corrupted this world with sin.
这个地上的这个原有神所要给我们的喜乐已经失去了。
The joy that God initially wanted to give us was lost.
所以我们的主耶稣基督他道成肉身来到地上。
So our Lord Jesus came in the flesh.
这位喜乐的神进入这个苦难的世界。
This God of joy came into this world of suffering.
四福音书记载着。
In the four Gospels, it records.
这位荣耀的救主。
How this glorious Savior.
他如何在这个苦难的世界中间，你看见他保持他心中的喜乐。
How he obtained this, how he had this inner joy even in the world of suffering.
所以圣经中告诉我们，耶稣基督的喜乐是一种满足的喜乐。
The Bible tells us that the joy of our Lord Jesus is a joy that of fulfillment.
也是无人可以夺去的喜乐。
It is a joy that no one can take away.
弟兄姊妹，他到这个世界来不是受世人欢迎的。
Our Lord Jesus, when he came, was not welcomed by this world.
圣经明说世人是恨他的。
The Bible tells us that the people of this world hated him.
你想想看，今天你如果进到一个充满恨恶你的地方，你能有快乐吗？
If you came to a place where everyone hated you, could you have joy?
但是我们主在这一片充满的这种恨恶的这个环境的里面，他仍就是喜乐。
But our Lord Jesus, even though he came into this environment of hatred, he had that joy.
因为喜乐是他的本性。
Because joy is his nature.
弟兄姊妹，我们读四福音书，我们看见他在地上的生活是多么的劳苦。
When we see the four Gospels, we see how there was much toil in his life.
他所经过的环境是多么的艰难。
And we see how difficult his environment was.
但是在无数的这些外面环境所显出来的这些事物，好像对他都是一个考验。
But all these outward circumstances were but a test for him.
感谢主，至终不能动摇他里面的喜乐。
We see that these outward circumstances could not hinder his inner joy.
人反对他。
Man opposed him.
攻击他。
Man attacked him.
拒绝他。
They rejected him.
我们记得有一次，当他来到这个撒玛利亚的村庄，很多村庄人都拒绝他的时候。
We see that when he came to a certain village in Samaria, everyone despised him.
圣经记载说他突然就欢乐起来了。
It said all of a sudden he was filled with joy.
他就大声地喊说：“父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。”
He cried out to his father.
你的美意本是如此。
Thy will be done. Thy will is beautiful.
他那个时候，我们读的时候，哪有什么快乐呢
？At that time, was there any joy?
没有一个人欢迎他。
No one welcomed him.
都反对他。
Everyone opposed him.
有什么好喜乐的呢
？What is there to be happy about? All of a sudden, he was filled with joy.
神的喜乐。
This is the joy of the Lord.
那么就是后来有一些门徒跟随他。
And then afterwards, Some disciples followed him.
我们如果仔细读四福音书的话呢
？If we read the four gospels carefully,
我们看见这些门徒们能带给主喜乐的时候也是很少。
The amount of joy that the disciples brought to the Lord was very little.
大部分时候都是很麻烦的。
Most of the times they were troublesome.
感谢主，他是喜乐的神。
We thank the Lord, He is a God of joy.
他如果没有心中的喜乐的话呢
？If he did not have joy in his heart,
他这些人要带不下去的。
He could not lead these people.
因为他是喜乐的。
Because he is joy.
所以今天我们给他很多的麻烦，弟兄姊妹，他人就是喜乐。
We bring him much trouble today as well, but he is still joy.
他们不顺服他。
They were disobedient.
他们顶撞他。
They butted heads with him.
你看他十二个门徒中间呢，还有一个是犹大。
And then there was Judas.
主耶稣从起头就知道，预先知道谁要卖他。
Our Lord Jesus knew who his betrayer was.
他知道这个犹大有一天要卖他。
From the beginning, he knew that Judas would one day betray him. 但是他跟他在一起
生活了三年半呢。
And yet he dwelt with Judas for 3.5 years.
假使今天呢，你知道有一个人呢是要卖你的。
If today you know that someone will betray you.
三年半以后要把你卖掉。
In three and a half years, they will betray you.
弟兄姊妹，我相信你，你每天你看见他，你就喜乐不起来了。
I believe that if you see him, your joy will leave.
今天我们是不是这样？
Aren't we like this today?
但是弟兄姊妹们，犹大跟随主三年半。
But dear brothers and sisters, Judas followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
人就是充满了喜乐。
Our Lord had fullness of joy in his heart.
因为他的本质就是喜乐。
Because he is joy.
你没有办法改变他的。
You cannot change him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们知道到了最后上十字架的时候。
We know lastly when our Lord went up on that cross.
啊，撒旦运用犹太人、罗马人多方面的羞辱他。
Satan, through the Jews and the Roman soldiers, humiliated our Lord.
如果我们把那段的故事再读一下的话呢
？If we read that portion of scripture carefully,
弟兄姊妹，我们就感觉说这是何等的羞辱啊
！We'll see such humiliation.
弟兄姊妹，没有一点点的羞辱临到我们，弟兄姊妹，我们还能喜乐的
？Not a single amount of humiliation could come upon us, and we still have such joy.
但是在这位喜乐的主身上
，And yet in this Lord of joy,
这一些的羞辱。没有办法改变他。
Even these humiliations could not change our Lord.
所以希伯来书第十二章第二节就告诉我们。
So Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 tells us.
他说他因那摆在前头的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，轻看十字架的苦难。
He says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame.
这件事告诉我们说什么呢？
And what does this tell us?
主明明知道前面所摆的是羞辱，是痛苦。
The Lord knew that what was before him was suffering and humiliation.
圣经意思说，他呢，因为他的本质就是喜乐。
Because his nature is joy.
所以他也看见前面的喜乐。
So he can see the joy that is beyond that.
他是里面充满喜乐，然后进入这个苦难。
He is filled with joy within, and he entered into these trials.
我想我们基督徒啊，很多的时候我们是进入苦难，慢慢的体会了主的恩典，才开始喜乐，对吧？
Most of us Christians, we enter into trials slowly.Receive the grace of the Lord and understand joy.
我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
主耶稣在世上的日子。
Our days, the days of the Lord on earth.
经历诸般的患难和痛苦。
Were filled with suffering and trial.
但是因为他是喜乐的神。
But because he is the God of joy.
所以当他离开这个世界之前。
Prior to leaving this world,
他知道这些门徒们呢，恐怕经不起这些患难。
He knew that these disciples could not endure the trials.
所以主几次的说，我把我的喜乐赐给他们。
So many times our Lord tells them, "My joy I give to you."
因为主知道，在这个苦难的环境里面，如果没有喜乐，你根本不可能为主做见证。
Because our Lord knows that in their In their environment, they could not be a testimony for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人蒙恩得救的人，我们都应当记得主的话，说主已经把他的喜乐赐给我们。
So we ought to remember the word of the Lord that He has given us His joy.
在使徒们的书信里面告诉我们。
In the writings of the
apostles. 我们怎样能够进入这种的喜乐呢
？How do we enter into such joy?
啊，彼得告诉我们说，第一个，因为你信他。
Peter tells us because we believe in him.
当你信他的时候呢，你就能有喜乐。
When we believe in him, we have joy.
啊，第二个，他告诉我们说是爱他。
Secondly, we love him.
因为你爱他，就说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Because we love him, we can have this joy inexpressible and full of glory.
所以这里给我们看见，一个人被爱的话呢，是幸福的。
We see that someone who is loved, is blessed.
那么能够爱别人是喜乐的。
And for us to love others, that brings joy.
对我们的主也是一样，我们知道主爱我们，这是我们的福气。
For our Lord, it's the same. For, We know that he loves us and that is our blessing.
但是彼得告诉我们，你要爱主，你才有大喜乐。
But Peter tells us that when we love our Lord, then we will have joy inexpressible.
今天我们看见在家庭的里面
，We see this in our families today.
有很多的孩子都是活在父母的爱底下。
We see children living under the love of their parents.
他们实在是很幸福。
They are truly blessed.
但是很多时候还不快乐。
And yet, most of the times they're not joyful.
父母把很多的事情给他们，不快乐。
The parents bestow many things upon their children, and yet they do not appreciate.
只等到有一天他懂得爱父母的时候，他就有快乐。
And one day when they learn to love their parents, then they will have that joy.
所以今天我们跟神也是一样。
And so we are the same with God today.
我们不仅信他，弟兄姊妹，我们还爱他。
Not only do we believe in him, we love him.
那使徒们告诉我们，你这个喜乐是一个满有荣光的。
And the apostle tells us that this joy is a joy that is full of glory.
这个我们得住这个喜乐第二个因素啊。
And the second reason why we obtain this joy
就是主与我们同在
is that his presence is with us.
那么主跟门徒们分开来的时候，主知道有一段时间离开他们。
The Lord knew that there was a period of time where he would not be with them.
他说你们暂时要忧愁。
He says, you will experience sorrow, but then you will rejoice.
为什么？因为你们要再见我。
Because you will see me again.
所以弟兄姊妹，在基督徒的经历里面，主的同在是我们喜乐的原因。
So in our Christian experience, the joy of the Lord is the reason.
那个主的同在，真实的那个经历的光景，就是再见到他。
The presence of our Lord is our joy, and we know that one day we will see him again.
我们在他的同在里面，我们蒙保守，我们得住他的护卫。
In his presence, we receive his protection.
所以这是我们喜乐的原因。
And so this is a reason we have the Lord's joy.
那么第三方面呢？
The third.
他就告诉我们说呢，主会把我们今天的苦难呢，变成惨难。
Our trial will become a travail as a childbirth.
在约翰福音十六章，主就这样解释。
In John chapter 16, the Lord tells us,
就像一个妇人要生孩子时一样。
It says, as a woman in travail.
要生孩子时候，这个时候有点忧愁。
During that time of childbirth, there is suffering.
但是等到这个孩子生出来的时候呢，他就快乐了。
But once the child is born, there is joy.
我相信在座很多年轻的做母亲的人都是有这样的经历。
I think some of the young mothers go through this experience recently.
哎呀，那个生的时候有点忧愁，并且是生的时候很痛苦啊。
And during that time of childbirth, there is some sorrow and much pain.
等到那个孩子一出来。一看见孩子，所有的痛苦都忘记了。
But once the child is born, all the sorrow is forgotten.
我看见那个所有的妈妈都是这样，一看见那个孩子，脸上就笑了。
All the young mothers, when they see their child, their faces are full of joy.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
本来我们的一生是充满苦难的。
Previously, our lives are filled with sorrow.
但是主呢，把它变成惨难。
But the Lord has turned it into a travail.
就说使你所受的苦有一个美丽荣耀的结果。
So the suffering we encounter has a beautiful end.
弟兄姊妹们，这个世人所没有的。
This is something that the people of this world do not have.
这是今天主在我们身上一个特殊的恩典。
This is a special grace that the Lord does in our lives.
所以我们在经历中间可以不断的来经历。
So in our experiences, we know this.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他把他的喜乐赐给我们。
He gives us His joy.
所以他就成了我们里面喜乐的原因。
And He becomes the source and the reason for our joy.
弟兄姊妹们，只有主的这个喜乐在我们里面是一个满足的喜乐。
Only His joy is a joy of fulfillment.
并且圣经告诉我们是没有人可以夺去的。
The Bible tells us this is something that no one can take away from us.
何等的福气啊！
Such a blessing.
弟兄姊妹们，当主耶稣从死里复活升天之后
，After our Lord ascended,
神就把圣灵赐下来。
He gave us His Spirit.
在圣经里面呢，在希伯来书第一章第九节告诉我们呢，这个圣灵被称作是喜乐的灵。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, the Holy Spirit is called the oil of gladness.
所以任何时候圣灵的膏油涂在我们身上都是带来喜乐。
So anytime the oil of the Spirit comes upon us, it brings joy.
保罗在罗马书14章17节这样说。
In Romans chapter 14 verse 17, Paul writes,
他说神的国不在乎吃喝。
It says, the kingdom of God does not consist of eating and drinking.
我想我们中国人 是比较注重吃喝的。
I think, as Chinese people, we pay attention to eating and drinking.
所以我们常常感觉有吃有喝就很快乐。
So we feel if we can eat and drink, we are happy.
圣经保罗特别讲说神的国不在乎吃喝。
But Paul writes in his letter that the kingdom of God does not consist of just eating and drinking.
乃在乎公义和平。并圣灵中的喜乐。
But it consists of righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣灵也是给我们带来喜乐的。
So the Holy Spirit brings in joy.
在过去的一段年日啊。
Previously.
我们常常感觉有些弟兄姊妹说，哎，你看我被圣灵充满，大有快乐。
We see brothers and sisters saying, I've been filled by the Holy Spirit, I have such joy.
这是没有错的。
There's nothing wrong with this.
弟兄姊妹，其实呢，一点圣灵的膏油如果在你身上都是喜乐。
But if there is even a drop of the oil of the Spirit upon your life, that brings joy.
我常想，为什么今天要被圣灵这样充满才能有喜乐呢？
Why do we have to be completely filled for us to have joy?
这说明我们是一个多么不容易喜乐的人呢？
This speaks of how difficult it is to please us.
圣灵好像抹一点膏油，他还快乐不起来。
It's as if the Holy Spirit puts a little oil on and there's not enough for joy.
非要大大的充满了他才快乐。你就知道我们这个人呢，这个在堕落的里面是多么不容易喜乐。
It's as if the Holy Spirit has to put an abundance of oil on us for us to receive joy. We are so hard to please.
但是对那些真正爱主、跟随主的人来讲，
But for those that truly love and follow the Lord,
他的灵里面如果感觉很敏锐的话呢？
If they're sensitive in their spirit,
他只要有一点点的膏油进来，他就快乐。
Just a little bit of that oil in their life, and they feel joy. This is true.
今天早晨如果有一点点的膏油淋到你里面，弟兄姊妹，你能感觉到，那就是快乐。
If you can feel that little bit of oil in your life, then that brings joy.
所以神实在是恩待我们。
God is truly gracious to us.
神知道这个世界是多么的痛苦。
He knows how much suffering there is in this world.
所以他把他的喜乐留给我们。
And so he says he gives us his joy.
所以当我们读《使徒行传》的时候，
And so when we read the book of Acts,
我们读保罗的书信，
When we read the epistles of Paul,
我们看见使徒保罗为神的喜乐做了美好的见证。
We see the apostle Paul give a beautiful testimony for the Lord.
在新约时代这些众使徒里面呢，很少有人这个遇见的苦难像保罗这么多的。
In the New Testament, we see very few that experienced the trials of Paul.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗的自从遇见主之后，好像他下面的生活呢，都充满了苦难。
From the moment he met the Lord, it seemed as if his life was filled with suffering and trial.
多少人反对他？
How many people opposed him?
多少人攻击他？
How many people attacked him?
多少人在那里想要苦害他？
How many wanted to threaten him?
弟兄姊妹们，保罗在他的生活侍奉里面经历了什么是基督的喜乐。
Paul in his life experienced the joy of the Lord.
所以当他被关在罗马的监牢里面的时候，
And so when he was imprisoned in Rome,
他写了新约圣经里面最喜乐的一卷书。
He wrote an epistle of joy found in the New Testament,
就是腓立比书。
And this is the book of Philippians.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道一个人被关在监牢里面呢，
We know that when someone is imprisoned,
这是没什么快乐的。
There's no joy.
尤其在古代那种的监牢，那更是不人道的。
Especially back in the olden days, it was pretty inhumane.
哎呀，在那种完全这个无人道的这种对待的情况里面，你想想看，一个人要喜乐，怎么喜乐起来？
In such an inhumane environment, how can anyone have any joy?
但是保罗里面充满喜乐。
But Paul was filled with joy.
那时候他就听见腓立比的教会里面呢，他们不同心。
At the time, he heard that there was dissension in the church in Philippi.
教会里面有难处。
There were difficulties.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
保罗的心仍旧喜乐。
Paul's heart was still filled with joy.
所以他说呢，我把这个话写给你们，与我并不为难。
Paul says, I write you these words, but I don't feel sorrow.
对你们是合适的。
For you it's appropriate.
他说你们要在主里喜乐。
You have to rejoice in the Lord.
我再说你们要在主里喜乐。
Again I say rejoice.
他说对于我自己呢我是大大的喜乐。
As for me, I rejoice greatly.
弟兄姊妹如果仔细的把那个背景看一看呢没有一点点喜乐的原因。
If you look at the background and the outward circumstances, there was no reason to rejoice.
这是在主里面在基督里面我们所得着的这个喜乐。
And so this was a joy that we obtain only in the Lord.
他不仅自己喜乐他也能够鼓励其他弟兄姊妹。
Not only can he rejoice, he can encourage others around him to rejoice.
所以从新约圣经里面我们很清楚地看见基督徒喜乐的生活是一个得胜的见证。
So we see in the New Testament, the joy of Christians is a victorious testimony.
撒旦要把苦难带到这个世界里面。
Satan wants to bring suffering into this world.
他要使神所创造的人类完全没有喜乐。
He wants God's children to be without joy.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
因着主的救恩。
From the Lord's salvation.
不仅把我们从仇敌的手中救回来。
We are redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
他把他的生命给我们。
He gives us his life.
而且他把他的喜乐摆在我们。
And he gives us his joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他要我们在这个苦难的世界中为他做喜乐的见证。
Dear brothers and sisters, in this world of suffering, he wants us to be a testimony of joy.
对于基督徒来讲。
For us Christians.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们里面失去喜乐。
Whenever we lack joy.
我想我们跟随主的脚步就很迟缓了，就跟随脚就很变得很慢。
Our footsteps in following the Lord are slow.
要我们服侍主啊，也变得很困难。
And it's difficult for us to serve Him.
如果什么时候你被主的喜乐充满
，Whenever you're filled with the joy of the Lord，
对一个喜乐的人来讲
，For someone who rejoices，
你是心甘情愿。
You become willing.
你想想，今天早上如果心里很快乐来服侍，那我做什么我都很乐意。
If I come with a willing heart, then any service will bring me joy. If I'm not happy,
你叫我做什么我也不愿意。
I don't want to do anything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
需要一个喜乐的心。
We need to have a heart of joy.
被基督的喜乐充满。
We need to be filled with the joy of the Lord.
但是我们生活在这个世界中啊。
But living in this world,
苦痛苦的事情实在太多。
There is much suffering.
不如意的事情实在太多。
There is much injustice.
我们那个喜乐哈，好像那个什么，一点点很容易就没有了，很容易就飞掉。
It seems as if our joy is so fleeting.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的喜乐在我们里面。
His joy is found in us.
他使我们能够甘心乐意。
He allows us to be joyful and willing.
我做一点我自己的见证。
I want to share a little bit of my own testimony.
对，有一些弟兄姊妹可能听过我这个见证。
Some of you may have heard this testimony before.
我这是对我来讲是很真实的经历。
But to me, it was a real experience.
我学校出来的时候，我去当兵。
After I graduated from college, I attended the military.
我当的是个小兵，小兵，最小的兵。
I was a lowly soldier.
这个，那。那个时候我们被分配在一个军队的一个办公室的里面。
And I was in
office.
I was in one of the administrative buildings.
那我的那个管我的呢是一个军官。
And there was a higher ranking soldier that was in charge of me.
我去的时候我心里面想的我呢这个学识啊比他高。
And I thought to myself immediately, my education is higher than his.
但是呢他的官位比我高。
But his position in the military is higher than mine.
所以呢他就可以管住我。
So he is in charge of me.
所以他有一阵子他对我不太好。
So there was a period of time where he did not treat me well.
所以有一天他就对我说他说啊从明天早上开始起你要到我的房间去替我打扫房间。
And he told me one day that I had to go into his room and clean it for him.
哎呀他这个话一讲我的苦难就来了。
And as soon as he said these words, sorrow came into my heart.
我想你是真是欺负我啊。
I was like, are you picking on me?
这个我做国家的事情，这是我该做的。
If I do the duties for my country, that is what I ought to do.
你那个房间呢，不是我的这个职责，应该去给你打扫的。
Cleaning your room should not be my responsibility.
所以我旁边的那许多一同当兵的人，大家都很不服气。
And so everyone around me wasn't happy for me either.
所以我自己也觉得很委屈。
And I felt sorrow.
哎呀，我说我这个当这个兵啊，真是倒霉啊。
And I said to myself, it sucks to be a soldier.
看他这样子欺负我。
And he's picking on me.
所以我就没有快乐。
And so I had no joy.
我整天都在心里面埋怨。
I felt frustrated in my heart.
越想越难过。
And the more I thought of it, the sadder I became.
我那个时候因为我信了主啊。
But at that time, I believed in the Lord.
当然我有苦，我只好到主面前去祷告。
And so when I was sad, I came before the Lord and prayed.
我在主面前就说主啊，你看他这样欺负我。
I said, Lord, you see how he is, how he's treating me.
你要为我伸冤呐。要为我那个 revenge.
Oh, you have to take vengeance on for me.
但是主没有改变那个环境。
But the Lord did not change that environment.
主却把他的喜乐给我。
The Lord instead gave me His joy.
所以我这一祷告啊，忽然之间里面快乐起来了。
And so as I prayed, I was filled with the joy of the Lord.
哇，我就非常快乐。
I was filled with joy.
我的思想也转变。
And my thoughts changed.
啊，我想啊，我是神的儿女。
I thought to myself, I am the child of God.
现在呢，我来当这个国家的小兵啊。
Now I am but a small soldier for my country.
神的儿女当国家的小兵。
A child of God is a soldier for his country.
所以这个整个国家都因我得荣耀啊。
And so through me, I ought to bring glory to my nation.
你想想看，天父的儿女是多么的尊贵荣耀呢？
How honorable is it to be a child of God?
哇，我这个里面就开始快乐，快乐得不得了啊！
And so I was filled with joy.
啊，弟兄姊妹，第二天早晨我起了个大早。
And so the next morning, I woke up early.
我就拿了个扫把，拿了个锉机。
I took up the broom.
欢欢喜喜唱着诗歌，我就去找他的房间去了。
And with great joy in my heart and with singing, I entered into his room to clean it.
弟兄姊妹们，我从来没有这么乐意做事情过。
And I had never rejoiced like that in doing such a matter.
这个里面就是快乐。
This was a true joy.
哎呀，我就在那里帮他扫啊。
And so I was sweeping his room.
我把他房间每个角落给他扫干净。
I swept every corner.
这真是经历了主在以弗所书里面所讲的话。
And this is how I experienced the word of the Lord in Ephesians.
因为服侍人好像不像服侍人，像服侍主。
You're to serve man, but serve as if you're serving the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，一点委屈都没有。
I had no sadness or regret.
这个心里面真是满了满了快乐。
I was filled with joy.
你想我这样做有吃亏吗？你说我有没有吃亏呢？
Was I shortchanged?
一点都没有。
I did not feel that way anymore.
最后我反而得到他们很大的尊重。
And then I was respected by many.
所以最后我退伍的时候啊。
And so after I was discharged.
我们那个整个大队里面呢、啊、从那个最高的上校他这个他们在那个福利社里面给我摆一桌的酒席这个送行啊。
And so after I was discharged, everyone came to honor me and they prepared a feast for me.
你们在台湾呢当过兵的人呢 你就知道你有没有过这么大的荣耀。我一个小兵啊。
And for those who,
他们最后送我的时候是这样送行啊。
And for those who have been soldiers, have you ever experienced such a farewell? This is how they treated me when I left.
所以弟兄姊妹，我深深知道一件事情。
And so I know deep in my heart,
若是没有主的喜乐在我们里面。
If the joy of the Lord did not fill me,
我们胜不过 世界周围的环境上这些苦难。
I could not overcome the difficulty and trial in this world.
但是什么时候你一被主的喜乐充满的时候
，Whenever we are filled with the joy of the Lord，
你看你就高过这一切所有的事物了。
We are above the things of this world。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是得胜的见证。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a victorious testimony。
喜乐叫我们里面毫无怨言。
And this joy causes us。
当然，弟兄姊妹，我的这个经历实在算不得什么。
My testimony does not really compare with those of others.
弟兄们的经历来讲，那真是太小太小的事情。
Compared with the testimony of some, mine is really small.
我在这里呢，最后呢，要为着我们的弟兄啊，来做个见证。
And I want to give a testimony for another brother.
因为最近我在读到。重新读到他的那个传记的时候
，Because I'm rereading his biography.
啊，这就是在中国，那么后来为主殉道的尼托森弟兄。
And that is our brother Nee, who was martyred for the Lord.
我们知道他因着信仰的缘故呢，被判了十五年的徒刑。
Because of his beliefs, he was sentenced to 15 years of imprisonment.
这十五年呢？叫他经历了许许多的痛苦，跟他的家庭分开。
And this 15 years of separation from his family brought him much sorrow.
因为他当时在中国被打入这个所谓的这个是反革命集团。
In China, he was labeled an anti-revolutionary.
所以他的妻子啊，那个尼斯母在外面也受尽了许多的痛苦。
And so his wife, Sister Nee, was experienced much suffering. And both of them had poor health.
我后来呢，读到他的在监狱里面所写出来的一些信，读起来叫人真是感觉心酸呢。
And as I was reading some of the letters that he wrote from prison, it caused my heart to feel sorrow.
我们弟兄告诉我们，他说他真是巴望主能够给他有一点时间释放出去，他可以好好的。服侍他的妻子。
His prayer to the Lord was that the Lord would allow him a small period of time from prison so that he could take care of his wife.
他那个时候关在监牢所，心里面非常想见他的亲人。
And at the time when he was in prison, he wanted to see his relatives.
结果十五年过去了，他也没有被放出来。
And so 15 years passed, and he was not released.
后来他们就把他关在那个劳动营里面。
And they put him in a labor camp.
到了1971年的时候
，In 1971,
他的师母呢就心里想说呢，有个机会，好像听说他可以大概可以被放出来。
His wife heard that there might be an opportunity in which he could be released.
所以他心里很高兴，他就在家里面要做点预备。
And so she.To get something from the shelf.
结果呢，就从那个凳子上摔下来。
And she fell from that stool.
那么腿摔断了。
And she broke her leg.
不仅腿摔断了。
And not only did she break her leg.
因为她向来都有高血压。
She had high blood pressure.
所以她就开始中风。
And so she suffered a stroke.
所以呢，他们就把她送到医院里面去。
And so they sent Sister Nee to the hospital.
因为呢，她是一个反革命家庭的分子。
And because she is the relative of an anti-revolutionary.
他在这之前多少的人劝他要跟尼弟兄离婚呢？但他不肯。
Many people can try to tell her to divorce him, but she wouldn't.
所以他在这样的光景中被推到医院里面去。
So with this type of a background, she was sent to the hospital.
三天之久。
In 3 days.
没有一个人来看他。
No one came to visit her.
把他放在走廊上面。
The doctors just left her in the hallway.
没有一个人照顾她。
No one took care of her.
三天之后，我们的姊妹过世。
And after 3 days, she died.
所以，当尼弟兄在劳动营里面得出这个消息的时候，痛不欲生。
And so when Brother Nee heard this news, he was filled with sorrow.
非常的难过。
He was full of sadness.
他自己的身体也不好。
His own health was poor.
心脏病非常的严重。
and he had a heart attack.
到这个时候，他最后一点的希望，能跟他的妻子见一面的希望都没有了。
And his only hope was to come out and see his wife for a short time, and that was gone.
你可以看见这个环境上面来讲，这是何等的苦难。
And you see the sorrow and the trial that he experienced.
那个痛苦是何等的大。
What a great sorrow.
人在这样的环境中还能喜乐吗？
How can one rejoice in such an environment? We thank the Lord. He gave his joy to our brother.
So in 1972,
on April 20th, he wrote a letter.
姊妹的姐姐写的信。
And he wrote to his sister-in-law.
信里面有这样的话说。
And he wrote,
他说我的病是不能改变。
I cannot, change my health.
但是他说我知道如何维持我心中的喜乐。
You know, he says, I know who maintains the joy within.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
得胜的见证。
That is a victorious testimony.
我们的弟兄在这样的苦难里面
In such trial,
他人就经历主在他里面给他的喜乐
He experienced the joy that the Lord could give.
到了5月30号的时候
And on May 30th,
他再一封信出来
Another letter,
给他姊妹的姐姐
Again to his sister-in-law.
他说我的心中仍旧喜乐
He says, in my heart, there is joy.
他说你可以放心
You can be at ease.
31号我们的弟兄就过去了。
And on the 31st, he passed away.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主所赐给我们的喜乐是真实的。
The joy that the Lord gives us is real.
仇敌用各式各样的方法摧残他的儿女。
The enemy uses all sorts of methods to attack God's children.
今天我们说生活的环境满了诸般的苦难。
The environment we live in today is filled with suffering.
但是我们看见这些爱主的弟兄们。
But we see these brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
在那样痛苦的环境里面。
In this kind of environment.
他们经历耶稣基督是他们心中的喜乐。
They experience how the Lord Jesus is their joy.
他们为主做美好的见证。
They had a beautiful testimony for the Lord.
他们使仇敌在他们身上遇见失败。
The enemy wanted them to fail.
从外面来看，好像我们是被摧残的。
Outwardly,
但是从里面看是得胜的。
Outwardly, we're in such difficulty, but inwardly we have victory.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
基督徒生活里面
，In our Christian living,
需要被。耶稣基督的喜乐所充满。
We need to experience the joy of the Lord.
我们应当有一个喜乐的生活。
We need to have a life of joy.
这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
假使今天你信了主，你还不能快乐。
If today you've believed in the Lord and you cannot rejoice.
主在你里面，你还快乐不起来。
If the Lord is in you and you cannot rejoice.
还有什么能使我们快乐呢？
Or what else can cause us to rejoice?
弟兄姊妹们，撒旦就是要叫我们愁苦。
Satan wants us to be full of sorrow.
撒旦就是要叫我们里面忧愁。
Satan wants us to be full of sorrow.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主的喜乐是得胜的见证。
The joy of the Lord is a testimony of victory.
所以保罗才对腓立比的弟兄姊妹说。
And so,Paul wrote to the church in Philippi.
他说你们应当喜乐。
He says you ought to rejoice.
你们应当在主里面喜乐。
You ought to rejoice in the Lord.
我再说你们应当喜乐。
And again I say rejoice.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天。
Today.
主已经把他的平安留给我们。
Our Lord has given us his peace.
主也已经把他的喜乐赐给我们。
And he has given to us his joy.
我们是否在生活里面真正的经历这个平安，经历这个喜乐呢
？Do we in our daily lives experience this peace and joy？
主今天把他的见证托付在我们身上。
Today the Lord gives us His testimony.
若是在我们的生活中不能显出平安，不能显出喜乐，弟兄姊妹，我们说一切所有的都是空的。
If today we cannot manifest His peace and His joy, then everything we say is in vain.
只有当这种平安、这种喜乐显在我们的实际的生活里面，让人能感觉得到的时候，弟兄姊妹们，这就是真实的属灵经历。
Only when we can truly manifest this peace and this joy, then that is real spiritual experience.
所以我们要求主开我们里面的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our inner eyes.
让我们能知道主今天所给我们的恩典是何等的宝贵。
That we might know how precious the grace He has given us is.
我们真是愿意我们所有的弟兄姊妹在我们不多的日子能要见主的时候，在这段时间里面，这是每一个弟兄姊妹都知道如何保守自己里面的安息。
That in the period of time before we come to meet our Lord, we might maintain the peace within.
能够有真正平安的生活。
That we might have a life of rest.
我们也真正让基督的喜乐充满我们。
And that we might allow the joy of the Lord to fill us.
无论我们面对家人，无论面对同事，面对同学，面对弟兄姊妹。
Whether we're confronted with our co-workers, our family, even our brothers and sisters, we are filled with joy.
地和其上的事很快就过去了。
Heaven and earth will pass away.
愿我们真是能够活出一种的光景，叫主的心能够得到满足。
May we live in a condition that pleases our Lord.
所以愿今天早晨在这里主重新一次用喜乐的油膏我们。
This morning may the Lord fill us with oil of gladness.
不管这些日子你的生活是多愁苦。
No matter what we're suffering in the world today.
不管你的生活是多不顺利。
Even if things aren't going smoothly.
愿主的喜乐在我们里面能够让我们胜过这一切的环境。
May the Lord's joy in us allow us to overcome our environment.
我们请弟兄姊妹再一同来唱这个357首，好吗？
Let's sing once again hymn 357.
诗歌357首。
Hymn 357.
这首诗歌我觉得非常的好啊，这宣信弟兄写的 A.B. Simpson.
This hymn is written by Albert B. Simpson.
我们盼望主借着这首诗歌呢，那么也真是提醒我们。
May the Lord through this hymn remind us.
让我们在主里面常喜乐。
That we ought to rejoice in Him.
我们一起来唱。
Let's sing together.
来，让我们在主里面常喜乐，虽然遭遇了在意，虽然患难中我总记得我的恩神，这种心能力在意，在我手里才是我我手里才是我。 It is better to sing than be sighing, 无论如何想放纵自己，所以应当说唱喜乐。哦，让我们在主里面唱喜乐，虽然火箭暗中常纷飞，因为撒旦还是像从前那样惧怕，这命运过于伤悲，应当是唱喜乐，当时唱喜乐，无论如何歌唱终身叹息，无论如何生存终身死寂，所以应当是唱喜乐。好吧，我们请大家一同起立唱第三第四节。
Let's stand and sing.
我们唱完之后同声在主面前有点感谢。
And afterwards, let's all give thanksgiving to the Lord together.
因为他已经把他的平安赐给我们。
Because he has given to us his peace.
他已经把他的喜乐赐给我们。
He has given to us his joy.
愿我们能把这个平安和喜乐能够把它活出来。
May we live out this peace and joy.
我们唱第三节第四节。
Stanzas 3 and 4, and then we'll praise the Lord together.
让我们在主里面常喜乐，虽然今生在病中休息，因主的喜乐就是你的力量，靠主喜乐你就得医治。因若说一场喜乐，若说一场喜乐，无论如何歌唱，终身叹息。无论如何唱唱，终身叹息。
So let us rejoice evermore.
Oh, 让我们在主里面常喜乐。
For His love is love
everlasting. 我们
dwell with Him in the heavenly places,
不再有何忧愁与叹息。你若是常喜乐，若说一常喜乐，无论如何歌唱，总是叹息。无论如何生存，总是死寂。
So let us rejoice evermore.
我们祷告。
Lord Jesus.